and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, police say they've charged the surviving Bondi Beach attack suspect with 15 counts of murder. Naveed Akram, who woke from a coma yesterday, is also accused of a terror offence. Our correspondent Nicole Johnston's in Sydney.
He is in hospital. The police are not releasing a great deal of information, of course, other than to say that eventually, at a later date, he will be transferred to a correctional facility. The police have also said that there would be some type of hearing in the hospital this afternoon.
Akram's father died at the scene of Sunday's shooting at a Hanukkah event. Resident doctors across England have begun a five-day strike in their long-running pay row with the government. The union, the BMA, has rejected claims patients will lose their lives as a result of the walkouts. Inflation's dropped by more than expected a day before the Bank of England makes a decision on interest rates. Official figures show price rises slowed to 3.2% last month compared to 3.6% in October. The son of Hollywood director Rob Reiner has been charged with murdering his parents. Nick Reiner is accused of stabbing the couple to death at their home in LA. Only 83 more driving examiners have been hired in Britain since February 2021, despite campaigns to cut the testing backlog. The National Audit Office says the DVSA's target to reduce the waiting time to 7 weeks isn't expected to be met for another 2 years. Mark Bourne is from the AA's Driving School Academy.
Their recruitment processes haven't been successful, and ultimately that's what we need, is we need more driving examiners, you know, at the locations where pupils want those tests. That's what the entire role is about, putting the driving examiner next to a pupil. And so you need people to be able to do that.
The government hopes deploying military driving examiners and limiting test swaps will help tackle the issue. And in sport, England's cricketers have taken 8 wickets on day one of their crucial third Ashes test. Australia reached 326 for 8 at the close. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
New research from Shelter estimates that almost 1,000 people in Buckinghamshire will spend Christmas without a home, most in temporary accommodation, but with around 20 sleeping rough. The charity says that a shortage of social housing, unaffordable private rents, and the housing benefit freeze are pushing more people into homelessness. The government has announced a new strategy to halve rough sleeping and prevent more people from becoming homeless. Broadcast regulator Ofcom has cleared a Milton Keynes radio station after it broadcast a loop of expletives for over 25 minutes one evening in October. An investigation revealed that Horizon Radio's web stream and DAB output had been hijacked by a third party. The regulator was satisfied that the radio station did everything it could to get the transmission stopped.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transport across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Patches of dense fog are expected this morning, which may lead to difficult travel conditions. Otherwise, a grey and gloomy day with light rain or drizzle expected this afternoon, a fresh breeze too, and highs of 9 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click news in the media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits. It's Red Kite Breakfast with Juanita Hughes.
Red Kite Radio.
It's 3 minutes past 8. Good morning. It's Wednesday and welcome to the second